Welcome to Grace for All, a daily devotional podcast produced by the congregation of First United Methodist Church in Maryville, Tennessee. We're glad you're joining us today.
Today's devotional was written and read by Herb Sadler. Our scripture is from 1 John chapter 4. It is verses 7 and 8. Dear friends, let us continue to love one another, for love comes from God. Anyone who loves is a child of God and knows God. Anyone who does not love does not know God, for God is love. For many years, every Valentine's Day, my hometown newspaper would print Valentine's sent in by its subscribers. Here are some examples. To Clarice, I love you more than the first day of deer season. Another. To Linda, I don't need a lottery too. I've been a millionaire since I met you. Here's a wonderful one. To Dad, adopting me has made you the best Valentine ever. I love you so much. And here's my very favorite. To Theodore, you asked me 30 years ago to be your blushing bride. You promised furs and diamond rings and a limo in which to ride. I made the payments on the ring. The fur is on the cat. The bank has repossessed the car, but I love you still, you rat. That same newspaper ran an article describing the romance between Angeline Kirkland and David Fuqua. They were engaged to be married 62 years earlier, but David got cold feet and backed out. Now they find themselves living in the same retirement home in Brewton, Alabama. David, 89, is once again pursuing Angeline, 78. He said, I thought I had Angeline's heart pretty well won, but if it ain't, I'll go to work at it. I dearly loved that heart, but I jumped the track and let it get away from me. Love has nothing to do with age, or size, or color, or income, or appearance. It is the strongest force on earth. The Bible tells us that there are three qualities that last forever: faith, hope, and love. But the greatest, the Bible says, is love. The writer of 1 John takes this even further. He makes perhaps the boldest statement in all Scripture. He defines God. Nowhere else does the Bible attempt to define God, but 1 John 4:8 does. It says, God is love. There are two truths about love that are rock solid based on this passage. The first is that you are loved. Whether you have realized it or not, claimed it or not, lived in light of it or not, God loves you, and there is nothing you can do to make God love you less. The second truth is that you are to be a loving person. As the great commandment says, love God with all your heart and soul and mind, and love your neighbor as yourself. Child of God, today, be the loving person you were destined to be. Dear God, wipe away all bitterness in my heart. Free me to accept your love and to give love, both back to you and forward to others. In the name of Jesus, amen.
In 1740, John Wesley, the founder of the Methodist movement, preached a sermon in Bristol, England, in which he proclaimed, "The grace or love of God, whence cometh our salvation, is free in all and free for all." 283 years later, we're humbled to proclaim that message through this Grace for All podcast. Thank you for listening to today's message of grace. I'm Jonathan Jonas, Senior Pastor of First United Methodist Church in Maryville, Tennessee, where the Grace for All podcast is written, edited, and produced by our lay members. To know more about our congregation and its ministries, please visit our website at firstchurch.org. That's the number 1, STCHURCH.ORG.